Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us tonight to the Shepherd's Calm. We got a great one lined up for you. We're going to do a little book review tonight on Zachariah Sitchin in the fifth book of the Earth Chronicles, When Time Began. A lot of interesting things that Mr. Sitchin, himself an expert in some of the Sumerian, the Mesopotamian era languages, all the tablets that have been dug up in the past that has been denied by modern science or by modern historians as relative to the issues of today. Well, we believe that maybe some of the things of the past are indeed relative and they should be looked into and examined. As you very well know, the cycles of time, Mr. Sitchin, he examines the phenomenon of the reappearing of the new moon with all its religious implications. We thought that that might be very interesting to you to show you where that perhaps the Hebrews, these are the true blues, we believe, not the Jews. There is so much confusion as the Jews have actually rooted out man's mind and conditioned him to think only in one aspect of the 12 tribes. We have spent more time in revering and giving honor and homage to one tribe than we have to all of the other tribes combined. What's wrong here, ladies and gentlemen? Are you seeing a conspiracy picture, as we do? We believe that there is a conspiracy between time and the events that have been changed down through the succeeding historical generations to know where you are going. One must know where he came from, because a point A to point B has many interesting aspects of diversion, many pitfalls. The Bible said that Satan has dug for the righteous, but if you will be persistent, the Bible says Yahweh will deliver you from them all. Isn't it amazing that we're living in an era of time when so much information is coming down the information highway that every 4 years now, everything that is standard truth for today becomes swept under the rug and obsolete 4 years down the road with the ratio of turnover of the many layers of truth that is now surfacing, where that we can compare the times of the past to the times of the present. And we find amazing similarities of truth that prevailed by the ancients. Did the ancients